Pastor, I appreciate those kind words. It's good to be back here at Loomis Park Baptist. I've been here now, this is my third time, and I enjoy being with you. It's good to have your pastor and to fellowship with him, Brother Donnie. It's been a blessing to me since I've known him back when he was in Bible college, and he and his wife. And so many of you have become familiar with through these visits here, and I appreciate seeing you this morning. If you have your Bible, then Matthew chapter 1. Turn there. He didn't tell you the favorite part of my flight from Honolulu. I was there for a Christian school convention, and we had a concert on Friday evening, and I went immediately after the concert to the airport, got back to my seat 46B was what I was on, the middle row, and I sat down, and this lady started coughing her head off. And she just looked at me. She said, "I'm apologizing in advance. I'm very, very sick." And she coughed for 5.5 hours all the way to Seattle. I said, "Lord, please don't let me get sick from this lady." There wasn't, the flight was completely full. There was no other seat. I thought, well, this is what I get. So, from the balmy breezes to the hacking woman. And there we have all that. In the book of Matthew, I'm not sure what I'm trying to say this morning, but I know that my mom was always good at decorating, and I'm terrible at decorating stuff. I mean, to me, you know, a piano is how I like it. It's just black. You know, there's nobody pictures on it. You don't put any little doodads on it. But my mom was always decorating, and me, I'm a real bookaholic. You know, I mean, I just like books everywhere, and I'm kind of weird. I read books. My mom doesn't read books. She decorates with books. You know, she puts them up as, she looks at a book as, oh, that's a nice green thing that would go here. I mean, she's looking at the color of the cover and all this kind of stuff, how it would go with the decor, you know. And so she would sometimes have a little set of books, and I thought, well, does she like those books? Oh, no, she didn't like them at all. But she had a nice set of bookends that she would want everyone to see the bookends, you know. And so you can't see the bookends unless you got some books to go in the middle, you know. And so how many of you have seen something like Mama's fancy little bookends that are sit on top of the desk? You know, they got a little bookend here, a little bookend here. And, you know, some of them are made out of granite. Some are made out of wood and brass. And, you know, there's always some kind of little fancy thing. And the best that I can tell, when Matthew, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, wrote the book of Matthew, in a kind of a way, he put some bookends on it. And there's a very nice little set of bookends that he put. And I wonder if you would look here in this first chapter. You read it already this morning. But it says in verse 23, it says, "Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel." Now, just in case you don't read Hebrew and Aramaic and Greek and German and Czechoslovakian, I mean, he says right after that, his name is Emmanuel, which being interpreted, what does that word mean? God with us. So in the very beginning of Matthew, we've got kind of a standout God with us. Look at chapter 28. We'll go all the way to the end of Matthew. All the way to the end. Matthew chapter 28. We know it very much as the Great Commission. Matthew chapter 28, verses 19 and 20. In verse 19, it says, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Ghost." Matthew 28, now verse 20. "Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you." Look at this. "And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world." At the very end of Matthew, you have the statement, "I'm with you." Towards the very beginning, you have the statement, "God is with us." It's sort of like bookends. At the very beginning, there's a reminder, God's with us. At the very end, there's this reminder, God is with us. It's sort of like my mom's bookends. It's like at the beginning of it and at the end of it, we have this reminder that God is with us. Now, I wonder what's between those bookends. If you look at the beginning, God's with us. If you look at the end, God is with us. And all of the book of Matthew lies in between here. And boy, if you want to study fancy things about Matthew, they've written hundreds and hundreds of books about it. Matthew, you know when it's the Bible, you can never study it enough. There's always something else that you could learn. But there are a lot of things in here. Now, for example, one of the things that you see in the book of Matthew, like, for example, if you would read the Sermon on the Mount, where Jesus is giving things like, blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted, and things like that. One of the things that you have in the book of Matthew is you have where Jesus is teaching, and I'm going to say you have mentoring. Okay, there's a certain kind of teaching, a certain kind of thing that Jesus is doing, and he's teaching you. And so there's definitely mentoring in the book of Matthew, where you're learning how to do what God wants. You know, this is how you're supposed to treat people. This is how you're supposed to do this. But I think it's good for us to remember that when we're getting mentored, whether we're in boot camp, getting mentoring, whether we're at work, getting on-the-job training, whether we're at church, learning the Bible, we're new Christians. Wonderful. It was a blessing to see some of these people just this morning baptized this morning. And so many things that they will be now able to learn more about the Bible and more about the Scripture. Getting that training. When you're going through boot camp, when you're going through learning, when you're in college, when you're in Sunday school, you've got the promise. Those bookends, God is with me. Now, I tell you what, if you've ever been a teacher like I've been a teacher, oh my goodness, you start giving out the homework assignments, and all of a sudden what you see is these pretty little girls with their beautiful little makeup, all of a sudden they just start crying. I don't know how to do this. You know, and sometimes they get a little fearful. Sometimes these big tough guys, like, you know, I'm pretty cool dude, but like, I don't know how to do this, you know? And so sometimes when we're going through learning, it's a little tricky. And sometimes there's a little bit of fear with that. Like, I don't know how to do all of this stuff, but there's this promise of the bookends of Matthew. Lo, I am with you always, Jesus said. He said, his name is Emmanuel, God with us. You see? And so if you're going through a time of teaching, a time of mentoring, you just got the promise that God is with you. Sometimes in the book of Matthew, one of my favorite stories is in the book of Matthew, chapter 8, there are miracles. And sometimes in life, it seems that there are just miraculous. I love in Matthew chapter 8 when Jesus sees the leper, says, and behold, there came a leopard and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And Jesus put forth his hand and touched him and says, I will, be thou clean. And so, you know, it seems that sometimes in life, we're not there for mentoring. It seems like some seasons in life are just almost miraculous. There are certain seasons of life that, man, everything is just going well. Now, I tell you, if you're not careful, and I don't believe you should gamble, okay? I'm just teasing here. But if you're not careful, when you win the lottery and you get your little miracle, it's easy to forget God's with you. Hey, he was there through the teaching times. He's there through these miracles. God's with you. And sometimes, preacher, I don't know what you've seen. Sometimes when people have the most going for them, when they get the promotion, when they're making more money than they used to make, when their health is good, sometimes that draws them away from the Lord, instead of drawing them closer to the Lord, because they're forgetting during the times of miracles, when things are happening in their life that only God can do, hey, God's still with you. He's with you. You got to remember, I mean, those words are pretty clear. They shall call his name Emmanuel. What does it mean? God with us. And in the book of Matthew, God's with us during the times of mentoring. God's with us during the time of miracles. This gets a little bit more interesting here. This is kind of strange. In Matthew 13, Jesus there are times of mystery. In Matthew chapter 13, Jesus speaks in parables. Therefore, he gives the parable of the seed and the stony places and all this stuff. And sometimes people say, wasn't it sweet of Jesus to speak in parables? You know, wasn't it kind of him that he made it so simple and he just told stories? Here he was, the Son of God. But if you read the scripture carefully, Jesus was not speaking in parables because he was trying to be clear. He was trying to be mysterious. I read to you, he said in Matthew 13:10, and the disciples came and said unto him, why speakest thou unto them in parables? And he answered and said unto them, because it is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it is not given. He said, I'm speaking in parables because if you're a Christian who's following me, then you can understand. But I'm speaking in parables because they will not understand. And he says, I'm speaking of the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven. And I won't dwell on this for a great deal, except I will say that in the book of Matthew, there are some mysteries that happen. And in your life, there are some mysteries that happen. How many of you can just kind of think of a situation in your life and you say, honest to goodness, I still have absolutely no idea why I had to deal with that? You know, sometimes after a week goes by or after a year goes by or after 5 years go by, you just kind of say, oh, I think I see why that all happened. Sometimes you say, I have no idea why that happened. It is what? It is a mystery to me. Okay, let me just say something. You got bookends. And if you're in that time of life where you're having mystery, where things don't make sense to you and you don't know what's going on, I've got news for you. At the very beginning, at the very end of it all, God says, I'm with you.
Amen.
You say, but I don't understand why that's happening. God says, I'm with you. And this is a complete mystery. I don't know why it happened. We had a mystery in our family. I don't know what happened. It's the most bizarre thing. Just a few weeks ago, our daughter, who's married and living in South Florida, she had a foot problem. And I didn't know she had a foot problem. I guess on my side of the family, my grandma, they got feet problems, you know. I guess she's my daughter and I passed on to some feet problems. She got a weird foot problem. And she had to have surgery because her toes were kind of curling in her. They were getting kind of, and it was hurting her. And she said, Dad, I'm kind of worried about this. I said, honey, it's going to be fine. You know how it is when it's somebody else's surgery. It's going to be fine. When it's yours, you can worry about it. And I said, honey, you're going to be fine. And so she went in and we had really good reports. The doctor said, man, I got in here. I didn't have to do nearly as much as I thought I'd have to do. Everything's gone smoothly. She's going to get sent home the same day. She's in her little wheelchair and the discharge nurse is taking her home after a very successful surgery. And the discharge nurse accidentally steps on the foot they just operated on. Boom! Boom! Oh, ow! That hurt. 2 days later, she has to have another surgery because of the discharge nurse. You say, why did that happen? Honestly, it's a mystery. I have no idea. I just know that God knows. And He's with us. I am with you even during those times of mystery. Now, this is interesting. In Matthew 21, if you want to turn over there, here's something else you'll find in the book of Matthew. You'll see there's the midday, the bright noontime, the midday. In Matthew chapter 21 and verse 9, and the multitudes that went before him, and the multitudes that went before and that followed, cried, saying, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. And when he was come into Jerusalem, all the city was moved, saying, who is this? And the multitude said, this is Jesus, the prophet of Nazareth of Galilee. And you know what? In those times when the light is shining brightly, we're in the midday of life and everything is just going well. Some people say, hey man, you know, when you're in the middle ages of life, between 30 and 50, that's where the sunshine is. Let me tell you, if you're having the good times and people are praising you and people are saying Hosanna in the Son of High, you know, like they did Jesus Christ, and they're saying great things about you, hey, don't forget God's with you. I kind of get amused when your pastor talks, you know, to me, and he says, he always is so kind and so gracious, you know, says all of this and that and the other, you know, how wonderful I am and all this good stuff. And I'm like, brother, if you had any idea, I mean, you would just, you know, if I just start writing my sins and put them on a billboard, you wouldn't have me back in this church ever, you know. But you know what? Hey, in the midday, I'm just going to say, God's with me. This, the preacher said nice things about me. I have to remember, God's with me. He's the one that made that possible. But I want to spend a few minutes here in chapter 26 and 27. There's not only the midday in Matthew, there's the midnight. In Matthew chapter 26 and verse 38, the Bible says, then he said unto them, this is Jesus talking now, my soul is exceeding sorrowful, even unto death. Tarry ye here and watch with me. Over a chapter, in chapter 27 and verse 46. I don't understand this. Matthew 27, 46. The Bible says, about the ninth hour, Jesus cried with a loud voice, saying, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani. That is to say, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? And you know the story of the crucifixion. I don't need to tell it all to you. But when Jesus died on the cross that day, the Isaac Watts was good when he said, well might the sun in darkness hide and shut his glories in. When Christ, the mighty maker, died for man, the creature sin, it became dark. Of course it should have been dark. When man, who was created by Jesus Christ, took man's hand and raised it up and crucified Lord Jesus Christ, the sun should have quit shining. It was a horrendous, shameful day. And now in the book of Matthew, we've gone from the midday when they're praising and saying, Hosanna to the King, to now to the midnight. And sometimes life doesn't just give you miracles. And sometimes life doesn't just give you mentoring. And sometimes life doesn't just give you mysteries. Sometimes in life you face the midnight hour. Hey, 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 don't forget the bookends. I am with you. Lo, I am with you always. Emmanuel, what's being interpreted is God with us. And I'm here to tell you on the authority of the Word of God, when you're in your midnight hour, God is with you. Now, something strange happened to me this year. I never was ready for this one. I've thought about a lot of things. This is something I had not thought about. It was on a Friday afternoon in the summer. I was going to a staff meeting at Lancaster Baptist Church. I get a call from my dad, said, I've got to talk to you right now. I get on the phone. What on earth? And in the background, I hear this screaming and yelling, weird stuff. I said, what is going on? He said, son, your mother's done lost her mind. And I don't mean she was mad for a minute. I don't mean she was having a temper tantrum. She lost it. And it was the strangest thing to think about the mom that you have, the one that loves you. I was always her favorite. You know, parents, they don't have favorites, right? But she always gave me extra everything, you know. If you've met my sisters, you'd know why I was the favorite, okay? She was a very logical lady. Okay, but here, she always treated me so nice, and she always took such good care of everything. She's in the psychiatric unit now for 2 weeks. They're trying to figure out what's going on. I'd call her on the phone. I don't want to talk to you. And she was crazy. What in the world? And this goes on day after day, week after week. She comes home and she's been and she would say, I'm burning myself, I don't know how to cook anymore. Just weird stuff going on. You know, when that kind of stuff happens in the brain, nobody knows exactly what, you know, what's happening. They thought maybe part of what happened was maybe 6 months before then, my dad had open heart surgery, had a 6-way bypass, and mom kind of spent a lot of time as his caretaker. And one of the doctors says sometimes when people are a caretaker for a long time and then when everything is well, they finally just kind of lose it themselves, they still don't know what happened. And now she's still on medication. Thankfully, she and dad have moved with my younger sister, and they're living in Pennsylvania now, and things are better now, and she can have a normal conversation. But I'm telling you, folks, and you know better than I do, there are just times in life when it's midnight. There's just times when you go to the smartest people in your town and there's no answer, right? There's time when you go to the people with all of the money, the people who have as much money, and there's no answer. There's time when you go to the people with all the power, you go talk to the politicians, and there's no answer. There's time when you go to the preacher, and he just says, it's just in God's hands. I can't tell you. There's just times in life that it's midnight. Okay? Now look, I'm happy for all the parties. I'm happy for the graduation ceremony, and I'm happy when you have your birthday party, and everyone takes you out to the Mexican restaurant, they put the funny hat on you, and they stand you on the chair and sing happy birthday to you. I'm glad for all the parties, but not all life is a party. Sometimes it's midnight.
Yes.
And sometimes when it's midnight, you're going to sit there and say, it's midnight, and then you're going to say something that you feel with all your heart. And you believe it in your brain, and you feel the darkness, and you feel the confusion, and you will say in that time, it's midnight, and I'm all alone. The popular song will say, I'm all by myself. I have no one. I can turn no way. But I'm here to tell you that that's not what the Bible says. When you are in that darkest hour, and when you most feel like you're absolutely abandoned, and you are totally by yourself, don't forget those bookends. I am with you.
Amen.
Emmanuel, God with us. Jesus, lo, I am with you always. And Matthew very shrewdly, and I think with literary acumen, he puts at the beginning of the book and he puts at the end of the book. And so if you're a careful reader, you can't miss it. God is with us. And what is that saying to us? Keep that in mind through all the book. And what's in the book? There's mentoring. What's in the book? There's miracles. What's in the book? There's mysteries. What's in the book of Matthew? There's the midday. What's in the book? There's the midnight. It doesn't matter what life puts in your road, no matter what path you're on, God is always there. He is with us. You see people sometimes do the stupidest things when they feel nobody knows. Nobody cares. I'm just alone. I'm alienated. I'm all by myself. Oh, that's when dark thoughts come. That's when harming themselves and cutting themselves and sometimes killing themselves. And that's where alcoholism and drug addiction and long and lingering depression sometimes come, just because they have this feeling of I'm so alone. Talked to a teenage girl one time, and she just had been cutting herself. Why are you doing that? And she says, I just have an overwhelming sense that I'm alone. But I'm here to tell you, if you've been back to my house when I was growing up, you saw those little gold bookends? And in between, mom's got the colorful books, you know. You got those bookends. And in Matthew, the bookends say, I am with you always. Now, my friends here, I don't know what you've been through this year. I don't know what you're going through right now. I don't know all the details of what's happening in your life. I can tell you one thing for sure. Whether you're at the highest hour, whether you're at the lowest hour, whether you're in boot camp, or whether you just inherited Uncle Fred's $5 million inheritance, it doesn't matter what stage of life you're at. If you're at the midday and things are going well, if you're in the midnight and you don't have any answers, I am with you always. And I want to say to you, I remember talking about 6 months ago to a very elderly lady who's, Pastor, she's just struggling. She's struggling. She sometimes comes and goes. Her mind is not always there. And she was very fearful. And she heard these verses of Scripture. And she talked to me. And she just looked at me from her wheelchair. And she said, I don't know everything anymore. I just know God's with me. Well, I'd hate for a sometimes senile old woman to know more than I know. I can tell you this, I don't know everything anymore. When I was 18, I knew everything. I don't know everything anymore, but I know this. God is with you. God is with me. Now, somebody here this morning, it might be that you've never received Jesus Christ as your Savior. It might be that you, if you were to die right now, you don't even know for sure you're going to heaven. You need to get that settled this morning so God can be with you and the Holy Spirit can be inside you. For those of you this morning that are Christian people, you've already accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior. You know for sure that you're saved. You may need to just stop for a minute and say, whatever is happening to me in my life, I know that God is with me. Did something good happen to you? You better acknowledge God. Is something dark happening to you? Don't forget God's there. Because God has Matthew, the wonderful book of Matthew, set up with those bookends. So you look at the beginning and you look at the end. No matter what comes in the middle, he says, I am with you. And let's pray. Lord, we do.